Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. I'm going to start with an article from AARP, the magazine, and actually this is from Robert Love, the editor-in-chief, and it's entitled Between Us, In Praise of Strong Women. Here's to Michelle Yeoh, Glenn Close, Naomi Watts, and to all older women who keep going no matter what. I know something about strong women. My wife, Nicole, had a brilliant 24-year career at the New York City Ballet. Many nights I watched from the seats as she rocked the house, bringing 2,500 people to their feet in a shouted chorus of Brava! But I was also granted mornings after access to the crippling pain following each performance and the grit it took for her to get back to the bar. I witnessed the discipline and sacrifice behind all that grace and elegance on stage. Nicole's mom, Gloria, was also a woman of uncommon strength. She prevailed through terrible illnesses in the family, bouts of unemployment, years of caregiving for her husband, Nicole's father, after he was grievously injured in a car crash after working his night shift at the post office. And Gloria carried on for more than 20 years after her husband's untimely death. When faced with adversity, this strong woman always said, "The trick is to mentally adjust." This is a philosophy I admire. As a student of the Stoic philosophers of Greece and Rome, I learned that we humans cannot control what happens to us, only our responses to what happens. Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, the most famous Stoic, put it this way: "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength." Or, as my mother-in-law said many times, "You've got to mentally adjust." In this issue, we are writing about three women of strength and grace who have mentally adjusted to the challenges and obstacles that Hollywood throws at older actresses. And they have prevailed. Michelle Yeoh, our cover subject, has had an amazing film career that blossomed as she has matured. From a fierce martial arts fighter going toe-to-toe with Jackie Chan into an Oscar-winning leading lady. Glenn Close, our career achievement winner in movies for grown-ups this year, has one of the longest and most varied careers in film. Fierce is a word I would associate with Glenn and her dedication. Finally, Naomi Watts, who has turned in a tour de force performance in Feud, Capote vs. the Swans, as Babe Paley, Truman Capote's favorite swan, is now an author as well as a Hollywood survivor. She has just written a new book on menopause. Dare I say it? I say brava to all three, and brava as well to all the strong women over 50 reading this, the ones who over and over mentally adjust to whatever life throws their way. You show the rest of us every day what it means to live with both grit and grace. So let's start this off by the A-list, six surprising things about Naomi Watts. 1. Her father died of an apparent heroin overdose when she was 7. I'm drawn to stories about grief because I experienced it very early. I had this idea that one must suffer to be interesting and dynamic and strong and prove themselves in some way, which is absurd. 2. Watts struggled with infertility, though she had 2 children with partner Liev Schreiber. In my mid-30s, I learned I was in perimenopause. I was hanging my head in shame, and if I ever dared to speak about it or try to open the conversation with friends, I was met with nervous laughter. I went on hormone replacement therapy very early. 3. That experience turned her into an author and a Hollywood agony aunt. I imagined my new book as a long, cozy chat on the couch with my girlfriend. That's what I wanted. In my early 40s, I wished there was a funny, sexy, fact-filled book that would make me feel calmer. Number 4. She immediately knew actor Billy Crudup was the one, and she married last year for the first time at 54. We met at exactly the right time. With getting older comes a certain level of calm and wisdom, and a willingness to sort of let go and throw yourself into things. 5. Her nip and tuck philosophy is, whatever. I have no judgment. Will I do surgery one day? Maybe. I'm not there yet, but I will never say never. 6. Her 50s are surprising her by being, well, great. We're living longer, and we're not invisible. As a teen, I would never have dreamed of a life of this magnitude. The British actress Naomi Watts, 56, will publish her book on menopause, dare I say it, in January. She stars in the movie The Friend with Bill Murray and A Great Dane. And the quote that went along with this article, look at how many women in their 50s are doing remarkable things, sometimes the most brilliant things of their entire life. Now, moving on to Prevention Magazine's Secrets of Aging Well, and we are still in physical activity section. The title of this is BARRE, that's B-A-R-R-E, Balance and Burn. Set yourself up for longevity with this low-impact workout that focuses on graceful movements to help improve your balance and flexibility, tone your muscles, refine your posture, and enhance your joints. And, of course, men are expected to do this, too. Are you looking for a fitness routine that won't beat you up and burn you out? Try BARRE, a dynamic, low-impact workout that combines ballet-inspired moves with elements of Pilates, dance, yoga, and strength training. This method of exercise, developed by German dancer Lotte Burke in the 1950s, concentrates on building balance, core stability, and flexibility. It typically takes place in a studio equipped with a stationary horizontal BARRE, although some variations use a chair or a flat surface. Even women who hate to work out often become addicted to BARRE because it's like nothing they have ever experienced, says Suzanne Bowen, a certified BARRE instructor and the creator of the BARRE Amped fitness program. Bowen, 50, discovered the BARRE's gentle, ballet-inspired movements almost by chance more than 2 decades ago. The first time I tried it, I fell in love with the movements because they were so feminine. They were challenging, but in a gentle way that was different from anything I had ever tried, she says. Over time, Bowen struggled with the routines and noticed her body quickly start to change. I've done a lot of weightlifting and intense cardio in the past, and neither shaped my body the way these specific movements did. My butt was more lifted, my legs and arms more defined, and I was flexible for the first time. Bowen's routines, which draw heavily on classic BARRE techniques, but also include low-impact movements that burn fat while protecting joints and increasing core strength, have helped thousands of people get in shape without punishing their bodies. I hate to think of it as the non-dread method of exercise, Bowen says. You work hard, but it's not like you're going to torture yourself for an hour. And that's why my clients, especially those in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, stick with it. Move with precision. Watch your body alignment and be sure to breathe deeply. This is by Suzanne Bowen, certified BARRE instructor and creator of the BARRE Amped Fitness Program. So try this routine. Build lean muscle and strengthen your core with these simple moves. No BARRE is needed, just grab a chair for balance. Warm up with a 5-minute walk or march in place, or add these moves at the end of your regular walking workout. For the best results, do the routine 3 times a week. 1. And we talked actually about this last time, parallel thigh work with hip scoop. Place one hand on the back of a chair for balance and stand with your feet hip-width apart. Raise your heels and bend your knees to lower your torso a few inches, keeping your shoulders over your hips and your hips over your heels. Once you're at a height where your thighs feel challenged, but you can maintain good form, begin scooping your hips from side to side. You'll feel your abs and obliques working. Do this 15 to 30 pairs of scoops. Pro tip, remember that form is key, Bowen says. Move with precision, watch your body alignment, and be sure to breathe deeply. So actually, the next one is the one we talked about last time, with a little bit of a difference. Standing seat work. Place one hand on the back of a chair for balance. Bring your heels together and turn your legs out so your toes are several inches apart, forming a V-shape. Keep your weight over your heels. Reach one leg behind you at a 45-degree angle, placing your toes on the floor with your heel lifted. Inhale, then exhale as you squeeze your glutes to lift your leg a few inches off the floor. Inhale, bringing your toes back to the floor, then exhale as you go into the next lift. Do 15 to 30 lifts on each side. The pro tip? Exhale and squeeze your glutes as you lift your leg, and inhale and relax your glutes as you lower your leg, allowing your belly to expand. And in our last session, we did that one to the side. Number 3, wide second position thigh work. Place one hand on the back of a chair for balance and stand with your feet wider than hip-width apart, toes pointing out to the sides as much as you can. Bend your knees to lower into plié position and raise one heel, keeping your spine neutral, shoulders over hips, and not allowing your hips to tuck under. Pulse your torso up and down 15 to 30 times. Repeat with the opposite heel lifted. The tip, if your hamstrings, thighs, or hip flexors are tight, you may need to modify this one by keeping both heels down and working in a higher position. Number 4, side lying leg lift. Lie on your right side, your right forearm under your shoulder, shoulders and hips stacked with your right knee bent and your left leg extended. Inhale and then exhale as you raise your right hip off the floor and your left leg a few inches off your right leg. This is the starting position. Hold and squeeze through your glutes to press your left leg behind your left hip. Then inhale and bring your left leg back to the starting position. Do this 15 to 30 times and repeat on the other side. A bridge. Lie on your back, knees bent, feet flat on the floor, arms at your sides, and legs hips width apart. Inhale, then exhale, and raise your hips a comfortable distance off the floor to feel your hamstrings, glutes, and lower back engage. Do not let your back arch. Inhale and return your hips to the floor. Repeat 15 to 30 times. Be careful not to lift your hips so high that your weight is placed on your cervical spine or neck. Tabletop toe dip with neutral spine. Lie on your back, knees bent at 90 degrees, and lift over your hips. On an inhale, lower your right leg, tapping your right toes to the floor. Exhale and bring your right leg back to the starting position. Repeat on the opposite side. Continue alternating toe dips, aiming for 15 to 30 on each side. The key to this position is the breath. As you inhale, allow your abs to move out. On the exhale, draw them in closer to your spine. And next time, we will look at the chapter on restorative sleep. Now let's look at AARP, the bulletin, the section in the news. And we have several items in this article. Buzzed boomers. One in five Americans, 50-plus, used some form of cannabis in the past year, says the University of Michigan's National Poll on Healthy Aging. That's up from one in eight in 2021. Users cite help with sleep and dealing with stress and pain relief as benefits of pot use. CDC. Many struggle with RX costs. About 9 in 10 adults 65 and older in the United States take prescription medication to manage health conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, and arthritis, according to a new report for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But the CDC says some older Americans skip doses or delay refills to save money. Using data from the 2021-22 National Health Interview Survey, researchers found that 89% of older adults took prescription medication in the previous 12 months, but roughly 4% of older adults who were prescribed medication did not fill that prescription, citing the cost, the report shows. Other data suggests many more struggle with high drug prices. A 2019 poll from the health policy nonprofit KFF found that nearly a quarter of adults age 65 plus report difficulty affording their prescription drugs, and a study published in the 2023 in JAMA Network Open found 1 in 5 older adults don't take medication as prescribed because of the cost. CDC researchers found that individuals living with several chronic health conditions were more likely than those with fewer health issues to engage in cost-saving strategies. Older adults with no prescription drug coverage were more likely to go without their prescription medication than people with insurance coverage. Spray flu vaccine approved, but not yet for people 50 plus. There's a new way coming for people to protect themselves from the flu without a shot or doctor's visit, but for now, it's only for those under 50 years old. Still, older Americans should be heartened about the news, healthcare experts say. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently approved a nasal spray flu vaccine called FluMist for people ages 2 to 49. Once it's available next year, it can be ordered from an online pharmacy and administered at home. FluMist has not been approved for adults 50 and older. In clinical trials, researchers found that the vaccine was not as effective in people 50 plus. Even though older adults aren't eligible for the at-home nasal vaccine, it will still benefit them. That's because the vaccine will likely appeal to school-aged children and busy individuals who can't take time off from work. And vaccinating more young people against influenza will help boost community immunity, healthcare experts say. You can get free in-home COVID tests after a surge in summer COVID-19 infections. And with another wave anticipated this winter, the federal government has renewed its free at-home coronavirus testing program. Every American household can get 4 antigen tests delivered directly to their home at no cost. Taking a quick test is a great way for all of us to keep our friends, family, and loved ones protected, says Dawn O'Connell, Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees this program. Testing for COVID-19 can help you get treatment on time and reduce your risk of severe illness, the program's online platform states. It's also a good way to help prevent the virus from spreading as families and friends gather indoors. The tests will detect current variants and can be used throughout the end of the year, or until the end of the year. To get your tests, visit covidtests.gov. Medicare costs to fall for many. Good news for many Medicare enrollees. Average monthly premiums for Medicare Part D and Medicare Advantage plans will fall in 2025. The average monthly premium for a standalone Part D prescription plan is projected to be $40 next year, a decline of $1.63, or nearly $20 annually, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, said in September. average Medicare Advantage monthly premiums are expected to decrease by $1.23 a month to $17 in 2025. Medicare Advantage members must be enrolled in Parts A and B of Medicare. Part A is free if a person or their spouse has paid Medicare taxes for at least 40 quarters, the equivalent of 10 years. Part B premiums are recalculated every year. About 60% of Medicare Advantage enrollees who stay in their current plan will have no MA premium next year, CMS officials say. The agency projects that more than 4 in 5 enrollees will have the same or lower in premiums in 2025 if they stay with the same plan. Even though average premiums aren't rising, Part D and Medicare Advantage plans can make other changes to drug lists and costs, so it's important to compare plans during open enrollment, which has ended. The slight reduction in Part D coverage and N Advantage plan premiums is not the only good news for Medicare beneficiaries this year. One of the most significant changes to the prescription plans will take effect next year when out-of-pocket spending for covered drugs will be capped at $2,000, far less than what someone with high medication costs will pay this year. Average premiums could be lower next year in part because of a monetary incentive that CMS is giving insurers to keep enrollees' monthly bills stable. People with Medicare will have access to an average of 15 Part D plans and 34 Medicare Advantage plans with prescription drug coverage. New plans take effect on January 1st of each year. Now, the cover story for this AARP bulletin, which actually I will tell you was the November 2024 issue, is the future of aging. We may be just a few years, perhaps even a few months, from medical breakthroughs that will change the way time impacts our bodies, our minds, and our lives. There's a picture here of two people, and there are several areas pinpointed here. Alzheimer's, prevented with drug therapies. Cancers, eliminated by earlier detection. Vital organs, regenerated and replaced. Broken hips fixed simply and easily with stem cells. Now, this is a very extensive article, but I'm going to start it today, and then we will continue it in the upcoming weeks. Would you want to live to be 100? Tony Wiskorey, neuroscientist, answers this question. The question sounds hypothetical. But thanks to a handful of scientific breakthroughs that have emerged in just the past 2 years, it might not be. In 2023, Wiskorey and his team at Stanford University were able to calculate the rate of aging of 11 major organs using proteins in the blood known as biomarkers. And this past July, researchers in Sweden announced they had found that a simple blood test could detect Alzheimer's disease with about 90% accuracy. These discoveries have helped to create a new foundation upon which researchers can build, with the promise of detecting, treating, and even halting emerging diseases, think heart disease, cognitive decline, and many forms of cancer, before they have a chance to make us ill. A mind-boggling tsunami of research is suddenly emerging from universities all over the world. In labs, old, frail mice that share blood with younger mice become healthier, stronger, and live longer. Researchers believe this technology could one day be applied to humans. Such advances, which not too long ago were the domain of science fiction novels and superhero movies, are now within sight. The promise of a longer life begins by growing the health span. Today, the maximum human lifespan is estimated at somewhere between 115 and 120 years. Parentheses, French woman Jean Calmet, believed to be the oldest person who ever lived, died in 1997 at 122. end of parentheses. But researchers who study aging are no longer just focused on longevity. Instead, the end game is long life without many of the diseases that are associated with aging. Not lifespan, but health span. We're not looking to have people live forever, says Thomas Rando, director of the UCLA Broad Stem Cell Research Center in Los Angeles. We're looking to have them lead healthy lives for as long as they live. That's the dream. In their quest to improve health span, more researchers are studying the field of superagers, people over 80 whose memory is at least as good as those in their 50s and 60s. What separates these late-life high achievers from the average population? And how can the rest of us catch up? On average, individuals experience cognitive decline with each successive decade, from our 30s to 40s onward, says neuroscientist Emily Rogalski, director of the University of Chicago Healthy Aging and Alzheimer's Research Care, HAARC Center, who first defined the term superager. Identifying key factors that allow for youthful memory holds promise for helping others extend their health span and avoid Alzheimer's and related dementias. Indeed, the biggest risk factor for chronic disease such as heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, type 2 diabetes, cancers, osteoarthritis, even hearing loss, is simply getting older. If we can slow the rate of aging, we can also delay and perhaps prevent the onset of disease, allowing people to live longer and healthier. We've identified some dials we can tweak that allow us to change the rate of aging, says Eric Verdin, president of the Buck Institute for Research on Aging. The hypothesis is not fully proven yet, but the evidence is pretty strong, he says. The aging field is transforming medicine. This new way of looking at disease has triggered a tectonic shift in the science of aging, a field of research referred to by a different name, geroscience. The goal of geroscience is to extend physical health and cognitive and make it a super ager, the rule rather than the exception. Let me say that again. The goal of geoscience is to extend physical health and cognitive and make being a super ager the rule rather than the exception. Well, folks, we've run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I do hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.